cliffcentral.com.
Please note that this show contains garbage and filth. If you are easily offended, fuck off now. Good morning, everyone. We are live from Sexpo. That is in Benoni. Benoni! We are here live. See beautiful people walking past. And people are busy setting up their stuff that they sell, which is dildos. Oh, that's nice. Quite cute guy. Hello. And the guys are quite good looking as well. Good morning, Gavin.
Good morning, Casper.
Are you in your element, my darling?
I'm in my... I could not sleep last night. I promise you.
Really?
This is serious.
From excitement?
From absolute and sheer excitement for today.
Well, I've never been here, so this is my first time.
So this is your virgin experience.
It's starting to go now, the virgie. It's starting to crack. But yes, it's my first time, and it's very interesting. If you haven't been here or you're close to Benoni, then you must come to the Sexpo. It will come here. I think, did I understand correctly, Gavin? Has Jonty got a tantric sex show? What's he doing?
What? Our
Jonty? Jonty, yo.
I've got no idea.
Isn't he here at this stage?
Who, Jonty?
Yeah.
Oh.
Didn't you listen, Gavin?
I did.
We were speaking to Tersha from Wicked.
Yeah. Huh?
And she was telling us, Jonty is, they're putting on earphones and then they, and then you said that they have towels. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
You can't remember that far.
I'm mesmerized because you know what? As you're walking through all the stalls, and we'll go into detail now, there's so much of interesting characters walking past you.
I know.
I can't focus on like
no,
a
No, but they're not interesting. They're all beautiful so far.
Yeah.
I've seen beautiful so far.
Yes.
But you are like a Nazi at Nuremberg. You don't remember a fucking thing. Oh, who's this? Hi. Oh, it doesn't want to greet me. Fuck you then. Hello. Hello, Bernard.
Hello.
And tell me, how do you feel?
I'm fantastic. Slightly tired. Feet are sore, but I'm here.
Feet are sore.
Feet are sore.
Greek salad. I'll have one coffee and one feet are sore, please.
One feet are sore.
Why are you tired?
Because I've been here since yesterday already. Yeah.
Doing what?
Doing shows.
That's amazing.
As Betty.
Oh, that's amazing.
In the first LGBTI lounge at Sexpo ever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I saw your tweets and stuff. It looks like you look absolutely amazing.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun.
Betty's got really, a pair of legs really on her these days, I see.
Yo.
It's all an illusion.
It's an illusion.
No, it's a lot of fun, yeah. Really.
So you, what time do you 3 o'clock?
Today I'm at 2:30, at 4 o'clock, and 6 o'clock.
And then you got a show tonight at Beefcakes.
At Beefcakes tonight at 8:30. Yes.
You're gonna be tired, girl.
Uh-huh.
Oh wow.
And tomorrow again four shows here, and then Sunday 3 shows.
Jou hakke gaan skeef.
My poffers klop.
Jy moet maandag afvat, I think.
Advance. Yeah. Maandag knip ek weer bolas.
Oh my goodness.
But at least he's keeping himself busy.
Busy, busy.
And the next lunch will be on him because Betty's making so much of money.
That's the thing. Mula. How are you doing with your PR company?
I'm doing good. I'm growing. I'm exploding.
I see, because you're constantly with very rich people who have made it, and you are representing them.
And yesterday, so you know how pretentious I can be, and yesterday I had a meeting with...
This must be amazing that I had Arken. Erkenning is the begin van geneesing.
Thank you. Bye, thank you, Dr. Betty.
You were with who yesterday?
I was with the president of the Intelligent Millionaire Network.
Look, that guy looks like David Beckham.
Which one?
That one with the long hair.
The one with the long hair.
Yeah, he does.
I lost you for David Beckham.
Oh, David!
Alexis
Flippin. David.
Alexis Brakpan, excuse me.
Really? Then I must clean my glasses.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay, sorry. You were with who?
See my point, Casper.
Yeah, now I understand the memory lapse.
Exactly. So, I was with the president of the Intelligent Millennium Network.
Yes.
From London.
Yes.
The London thing. And I constantly, amazing, I can hear myself now. I constantly, like, found myself a British accent when I spoke to her. Mm. Because she's got, like, future projects that she's bringing to South Africa.
Okay, so then you think British.
I, like, absolutely spoke in
her accent.
Well,
that's not British, darling. That's more like...
Well, she's not from London, because remember, the Queen has got her English, and then...
Yes!
And then, as you go to outside London...
Yeah, it's a scouse, what do they call it?
Then it's, like, different, like, a different English.
Yes.
Now, she's from...
Liverpool. Sheffield.
Wait, it's H-E-R-E...
Hereford.
Herefordshire.
Herefordshire.
Like, Yerra, ne? Yerra, so don't say
Yerra. Yeah, yeah,
and then Ford, Dikar.
Yeah.
And then Shire.
Hereford. Yeah, why do you say that, Greg? Herefordshire.
So this is Herefordshire.
Well, you're with Greg. He's doing our techniques today because this is the first ever live broadcast from for us.
Exactly.
We've never been. So we are all so excited.
Oh, and you look very, very beautiful. I've posted pictures of you, Casper.
Oh, we've got... Look, that's live, people. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but something is going on.
Yeah.
And they're calling people. Awesome. So that is to prove to you that we're live.
I must say the main stage looks slightly different from last year's one. Last year's one was a little bit bigger.
Okay, but I mean, they've just started now. You don't know what's going on there.
But also, it's new people doing Sexpo this year, and
that's
it's an amazing job that they've done for the first time ever.
So what happened with the old Sexpo?
Okay, so the old Sexpo, just a little bit of history. The old Sexpo was owned by Arthur, a Metsuwa Griekse fan, wat met die see begin, that I can't pronounce properly, but he's the big boss of all the adult worlds across South Africa.
Yeah.
So this year, in February, he sold it to an Australian businessman.
I know.
And I'll tell you now what the businessman's name is. And he's been on social media this week, like promoting Sexpo and things like that. So,
is he walking around, do you think?
Ek weet nie waar hy is.
Is he down under?
I see
up here. I'm so fucking funny. Oh, look at that girl. Does she know she must not wear that? No, she looks actually well, eh?
I think she looks well.
She looks stunning.
Ek het haar ander taarte gesien, so.
Nee, ek weet, ons sien allerhande, ons sien koeke en kiesjes en taarte, maar sy is...
Ja, party krimmel bietjie.
Ja, maar waar is sy nou heen? Sy het nou helemaal verdwijn.
Sommige
van... daar staan sy?
Sommige van hulle moet nie gebader het nie. But there's some really awesome things here.
What happened to the Australian again? He's owning it now.
So he's the owner, yes. And that is what Betty was saying now, that the new owners have done like a very
good
job.
Well, I do hope his acquisition do not boomerang on him. because he's Australian.
Oh, I get it.
You get it. Boomerang. Oh, my God. I haven't got our... Sting here, Betty. Oh, shut up. We're busy with the radio show. This is too much now. But I'm going to play Julio. No, what's his name? Enrique Iglesias.
Ah, the son.
Yes. I'm going to play. It's called I'm a Freak. It just sounds nice. And then after that, I will sing our Sting, Skier and Skinner. And then I want some gossip.
I said some of your mime.
His dad was here last week.
Ooh. Pitbull. Bernard.
No, Enrique Sapa.
Okay, well, I'm playing it now. Let's see. Here we are, Enrique Iglesias. I'm a freak. Fuck me. Skier en Skinner, met Casper en Bernard. Skier en Skinner, met Casper en Bernard.
Baie mooi.
Mooi. So that was Enrique Iglesias, and he's a freak.
Yeah.
And you are going to tell us some... you going to tell us some gossip news?
Ja, ek gaan. Ek gaan... Ek moet met 'n bietjie sad news begin.
Oh, wat?
Hoekom moet jy?
Want ek is 'n Moose fan gewees en... Ja, ek moet net mention van Pete Burns wat oorlede is die week. Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Right Round Baby. Die sanger. Gavin is in... Ja.
Geen my bietjie die dingetjie, dan sal ek spin me right.
Sing gewoon.
Sy naam Pete.
Pete Burns, wait. You Spin Me Right Round.
What did you sing now?
Round, round, boom, spin me round, round.
Nie nou hulle wijs hier lekker nie, maar ja, ons is op die rechte pad.
Ok, so wat, ons...
Maar ja,
het is een oomblik van stilte.
Ons het een oomblik van stilte. Zal die mijn stijtje stil.
Ok, Pete, that was for you.
Oh, rest in peace, Pete.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Het hy dood gebrand, sê jy?
Nee.
Ja, kom nie, hoe heb ek dis kom
no, he's Pete Burns. I got stuff
hy
wrong.
Hy is dood in een hartaanval. Hy was 57.
Oh my god, yeah. I'm 57.
Maar hy was, die freak is eindelijk vir hom ook gewees, want hy is a complete freak gewees. Hy was addicted aan plastic surgery. Hy was een blaas op die gelijk, eventually, maar... Ja, ek denk dat hy was baie fabulous
gewees. So it was his time to go.
Dit was tyd. Ek denk al die plastic in hom met verval.
Now, what's his big song, you say?
You Spin Me Round.
Wow. Maar ek ken het vir Kylie se Spin Me Round.
Nee, fok vir Kylie nou.
Well, here is something called Sex Drive.
Oeh, baie gepas.
Let's see. French kisses, a thing of the past. This is Petit Burns.
It is.
Ons vraag vir jou.
Ja, dit is. Glam and Pete Burns. Sex Drive. If you're looking for fun, can they get into my car? I nearly thought he was going to say something else. I'm a Mercedes Benz, so won't you jump on in? I got a rear
view mirror, you can watch us in. Ja, het was vreemde muziek gehad.
Spin me right round. There is not one song called that.
Search for Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round. Maar terwijl jy dit search...
Ja, maar jullie is interessant.
Dit is nice.
Oké.
Vir Halloween hierdie jaar het een 9-jarige sienkie opgedres as Bob the Drag Queen. En sy pa het hom gehelp aantrek en hulle het 'n make-up artist gekry om hom op te dres en alles. Ek dink dit is amazing dat ouers hulle kinders toelaat om te doen en te wees wie hulle wil wees. Want die kind is heavy geboelied blykbaar op skool en hy kyk so op na Bob the Drag Queen as 'n hero vir hom.
Wie is Bob the Drag Queen?
Hy het RuPaul's Drag Race gewen. First.
Sorry, ek dink aan Bob the Builder.
Nee. Dalk het die kind dit... Hy het ook vir sy pa gesê, ek was Bob the Builder gaan, en toe hoor sy pa Bob the Drag Queen.
You see, it could be that.
Maar ja, dit is baie cute. Dit is een fotoekie, mense met gaan search, of ek sal dit later tweet.
Okay.
Ja, baie cute.
Okay, shh. Is dit dit? Jy kan nou praat.
Ek denk so, ja. Ja, dit is dit.
Dit is die ding wat ek gesing het.
Jylle moet het ken.
Ok, shh. Gavin, does it ring a bell in your short-term memory? Herr Goebbels, herkennen Sie sich das Musik?
Niet.
999.
Is jy rarig guy? Jy moet fat sit op jy song.
You got to know this.
I'm 39 years old.
Exactly.
But darling,
right in your era.
No, it's not.
It is.
Yeah,
I know this.
I can maybe tell the chorus. I don't know.
Okay, shh.
Okay, well, rest in peace, Pete.
That sounds like the music that they played in Cockring, which is a gay bar in Amsterdam.
Wat 'n plek hang jy uit? Jy kom so altyd so preuts voor, maar meantime is jy sex addict.
Not when I leave the parameters of South Africa.
Yes, when he leaves the parameters, he becomes a goddess of sex.
Sal ek mention waar jy uitgehang het by 'n sekere festival in Pretoria?
Het jy nie jou onderbroek aangehad?
Wie het op sy rug gelê op die stage?
Who did?
Dit daar gelaat.
Name names.
Ek kan nie strippers naam onthou nie, maar die een op sy rug was Gavin Prince.
Ek hoop nie papa luister nie.
That is why I should not hang out with Betty anymore.
En dan wil ek afsluit met amazing news.
What is that, my
please,
darling?
Please, vir die guys wat onder 'n klip gebore is, soos Gavin, sure, het announced, sy doen weer 'n tour volgende jaar.
Oh again. My goodness!
Ja, en ek vermoed dit gaan haar laaste wees, sy is 70.
Okay, world tour or really? Just of America tour? Or don't you know?
Yeah, Just America, she's doing it with MGM Hotel Group.
In Las Vegas, isn't it?
She starts in Las Vegas, and then she moves to Washington, there's also MGM Hotel. Mm-hmm. I think 2 weeks there and then moved back to Vegas for a week.
Oh my goodness, because I just saw last night she was performing I Got You, but not I Got You Babe. She was performing with the guy from Carpool called James Corden.
Yeah.
So she was performing, like, they made like a new song out of it, and it's a I Got You Babe. And
nice.
they changed the lyrics, which is amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
What style of music is this? Death metal.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, I'm gonna search for shirt. But
the song choices today is
that they shit in the out for shirt.
Are you people? The song's name is Fuck, so I thought it was that.
Oh my god.
Look.
Yeah, oh fuck, this is why slag.
Betty, but I don't wanna skim skinner or slag broad, but I read somewhere. I just wanted to get this fuck guy. Shut up. I read somewhere you're going to Las Vegas. Is it true?
What?
I am indeed.
Wait.
You lucky bitch.
Everything just fell into place.
I'm sure it did.
It was a lifelong dream of mine to go to Broadway. And I thought, okay, I'm going to do it April, May-ish. And while I'm there, I might as well go to Las Vegas and watch Celine Dion. So I looked on the website. And
Vaseline Dion.
And then I saw on her website that her tour day or her show dates ends in February. I'm like, fuck, that's not my luck. And literally 3 days later, she announces new dates for April, May. So I booked. And then a week later, Cher announced her tour. So I'll be going on the 19th of May to Cher and the 20th to Celine Dion.
Oh, but what did you pay with bitcoins?
Fuck, a lot of bit.
That's why
Betty's buyer.
That's why Betty's not paying for our lunch because she's spending it on Vegas.
That's why she's asking us to buy everything for her.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's amazing.
This is sure, eh?
Yep.
Show a little burlesque. More. Show a little less. Very apt for you. Do you think she's going to sing this song? She ought to, eh?
I think so.
I think it's nice.
I think so, yeah.
Show.
Well, the show's name is Classic Cher, and she promises to bring all the famous costumes of over the years, of the music videos and everything, into the show. So
like sleeping bags to this show.
So yeah, I'm extremely excited.
So, are you going to go and do something else then? This is your first time in Las Vegas.
My first time out of South Africa. Well, I've been to Robben Island, so that's like slightly overseas.
No, but that is South Africa.
Wait, have you never been?
I've never been
beyond the parameters of South Africa.
I've been to Swaziland.
That's in South Africa.
That's not in South Africa. It's Swaziland. Fuck you.
Okay,
it's outside. So yeah, this is my first overseas trip. I'm beyond excited.
Oh my goodness!
So I'll first do New York, Broadway for a week.
You're going to New York?
I'm going to. There's 5 shows on my list I have to see.
Lucky you.
Yeah. Hello Dolly with Bette Midler, one of them.
Well, Betty.
Betty meets Betty.
Dolly.
Oh my
Betty
god.
Meets Bette.
Betty meets Bette. But she's Betty.
Yeah. Okay, now
we can Skype with Betty Bangles.
We can Skype.
Skype with her.
Skype, yes. We can
in
Skype
studio.
With her. When she's
can
in
we
studio.
Do that?
But that'll be 3 o'clock in her morning.
We don't care.
We don't care. Hello, Dolly. I'm a search for that. Okay, and what did you say, Gavin, about last night again?
I couldn't quite hear.
What?
What's that again, Gavin?
Tell.
Gavin, no, what happened last night?
I just had FOMO because I was going through my social media and I saw that there was a certain opening of a certain show.
I saw some people in
our immediate presence, and I was telling myself and in my diary that I should go to the show, and I felt very upset that I was not there to support and my friend and colleague. Who am I talking about?
You're talking about me.
What am I talking about?
You're talking about my one-man show Alive, which started last night at the Monte Cassino Studio Theatre. It was absolutely marvelous.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Oh, let me
say just like Dame Edna, hey?
No, that's common. hello, Portions! I just want to tell the people at home, we can't WeChat, eh? Because we can't see you. So if you're WeChatting to us, I'm sorry, but you can. What you can do is tweet.
Adrian gaan nie meer vir my kanaal hou sien.
Nee, Adrian gaan vir jou tweet nou by die Casper Radio Show, and I'm going to be on that account and I'm going to see what happens.
Okay.
Yes. So, to get back to your question, Gavin. Mm.
So, how was the show, Casper?
It was phenomenal.
Oh, wow.
It was absolutely phenomenal. We had a good time. Mm. We had laughter and fun and merriment. Mm. The people enjoyed it so much that we had to send them home at some stage. And the stage was the studio theater.
Can I just ask something?
Yes. While you talk, I'm just going to comment on people walking past.
They can comment.
It's a strange couple. Yeah, quite older man.
Yeah.
With a wife that's not really... She doesn't want to be here. But he is here definitely to see the dildos.
What?
And you can look, he's walking like... She is like, God, moet ons nog hier wees? Kan ons nie my huis toe gaan nie? Anyway, you were saying?
Ja, maar hy is hier vir die pilletjies.
I want to hear about the pille.
Hy is hier vir die pille, maar hy gaan... maar hy is actually nie baie slim nie. Jy moet kom hier so op 'n Sondag. That's just
ek
a little
wil nie hier kom op 'n Sondag.
Oh my goodness, there's an age restriction of 2 till 30 for this show.
If you're sensitive to topics like science or religion... We kindly advise you to fuck off now.
Okay, bye. No way. On a Sunday, Casper and I had this conversation. You should have seen us in the studio on Friday. Because Gareth Cliff came and made the announcement that we're going to be here like probably like 20 minutes before we were going on air. Remember?
We were dancing around like little girls.
Exactly. I was super excited.
We're going to Sexpo. Remember?
And it's Casper's first time, but it's obviously I've been here many a time.
Slut.
You must come on a bargain. Bargain day is on a Sunday, like at 6 o'clock. That's bargain day.
At Casper Radio Show. At Casper Radio Show. Jy kan vir ons daan toe tweet. Jy kan vir ons soon toe fluit.
Twat.
Twat. Broeders en susters, en ons sal, ek sien is nog fokkel, maar jylle kan vir ons soon toe stuur en dan kan ons antwoord. Ons is nie op WeChat vandag nie, omdat ons hier is by Sexpo. And what's coming up, if you pardon the expression today, Gavin? Who have we got lined up? I know there's a Tersha, she's from Wicked something. We'll talk about her.
So Tersha, I just need to wave at the camera because he's... Betty's taking a picture of us. So we've got Tasha.
Yeah. Then we've got what? What's
and then we've got a male stripper.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
For radio. Lovely. Yeah.
Wow. I gaan net hier so wees en ons sal maar moet beskryf
hoe
hy is. His name is Derek.
Okay.
And Derek
that's a nice guy, but he ignored me.
Maar wie is die ander ou wat daar op sy knieën net was by julle stalletjie? Hy het sulke bene.
But I'm confused. What are you talking about?
Does he have to feel a point at me? Will he kijk me?
Oh my goodness. Like,
you always watch when we point, eh?
So the, otherwise, can you. There are so many stories.
Axe form draws as a brill. Met een been op elke oor.
There are so many stories in the air during this broadcast. I'm sorry.
I can't even feel it coming in the air tonight.
And I'm sitting with my back to the people.
I know.
Wait.
Kijk daar
boobiene.
Kijk daar boobiene.
Which boobiene? Where? What guy?
I said, oh.
There's that guy. Okay.
Oh,
listen,
that one.
Concentrate. Wait,
maybe Tasha can bring.
So you can tweet. You can tweet us at Casper Radio. Casper, not Costa. Casper Radio Show. And yes, Gavin, it was a fantastic night. We play.
I was still busy asking questions. You see, that's the one thing that's hanging in the air.
We're playing until the 27th of November, God willing, and we will really be so happy to welcome you at the Studio Theatre. It's limited seating, very intimate show.
How many days a week?
It's like from a Wednesday to a Sunday. And if you buy in the first row is first class. It's the most expensive, and I will spittle on you then. I'm so close I can spittle on you. That guy looks a bit like... what's his name? Who played? He's a British actor. He played Oscar Wilde's boyfriend. Chris Rock made fun of him.
Richard.
Can people tweet me now? He looked like him after he was caught in a fire. But anyway.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
What's that guy's name? He's quite good looking, man. He had the remake of Elfie. He was... Man from Uncle...
Den Orkies.
Yeah, British. He was married twice to that slut.
Yeah. I met the babysitter ook iets.
Yes, he fucked the babysitter.
That one.
I can't say normal, Tony.
Well, he looked like that guy. Betty, can I ask you a favor?
Yes, I'll leave.
No, you mustn't leave. What we're going to do now is we're going to play Konsistory, because people, this is a surprise. I've got a special Konsistory for today. It is fantastic news for myself, because we really worked hard this week. I had to open my show at the Monte Casino, and I still have a beautiful episode of Konsistory. So we play this now from your computer, Betty. And then as it's playing, I want you to go, Betty, and search for Picasso and see if you can't find him.
Okay.
And bring him. What
I
the fuck
that.
Is that
that
noise?
That was my... inserting something into something.
Very
oh,
nice.
The innuendos.
Very digital. Okay, so, and then you go and search for Picasso. Then we're going to invite Tertia here to talk about pills and loops.
Because she's put them all in front of
us. Is it already here? What is this?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll describe them when she's on air.
Salted caramel. Oh, we must taste this. Okay, are you ready for Konsistory, Bernard?
I'm ready.
Play.
Ah, die bakkerij is bezig. Skonto.
Goeiemorgen, baie welkom bij die deegdeli. Hoe kan ik vandaag helpen?
Ah, jy is bezig, ne?
Ach ja, dit is ons nou weer maandeinde en dan wil mense net brood eet.
Kakklappe!
Excuse?
Nee, ek het hoor iets.
O, ek verstaan, he. Ons het een croissant daarvoor.
Boer die bakkerij aan jou?
Dit is met groot trots dat ek kan sê, dit is my bakkerij. Baie welkom, mevrouw.
Dit is Rita, noem my Rita.
Met graagte, Rita. Waarin kan ek jou interesseer? Ons het een wye verscheidenheid, rolletjies, brode, Franse brode, croissants, dat mospolletjies, dat is een verscheidenheid. Dinge vir jou, enige iets.
Dankie. Trosbomme?
Ja, ongelukkig het ons nie meer trosbomme oor nie.
Nee, ek het toe reeds.
Ach, hoe klets ons nou so lekker. ek wil nou nie voorbarig wees nie, maar ek geniet jou geselskap vreselik en het gewonder, miskien kan ons nommers uitruil.
Tuna kut! En dan kaaskoek asblief.
Sekerlik, ja, dis vars kaaskoek. Enige type kaas waarvan jy spesifiek hou, ons het een wye verskeidenheid.
Wel, die kaaskoekkaas, die suur. Wat is kaas het julle in die kaaskoek?
Dit is maar hoofdzakelijk maaskaas, maar ons het een mascarpone en een ook. En dan natuurlijk, ons versier om met, daar is appeliefie optie, daar is net blueberries, koemkwarts, daar is ons allerhande vruchte wat ons samen die kaaskoek ook dan so half as a topping bedien.
Ek drip van lekkerte. Hoe oud is jy?
Ek is so skuins oor die dertigs.
Het ek jou naam gevra?
Sybrand. Sybrand die bakker. Dit is wat my vriende my noem. Ja, ek moet sê, ek het nog altyd 'n affiniteit gehad vir meer volwasse vrouens. Dalk kan ons een of ander tyd vir 'n koffietjie ontmoet as dinge goed loop. Miskien kan ek 'n broodjie in jou oentjie sit.
Sybrand.
Sybrand.
Die ding is, Sybrand, ek het gehoor jy vra vir my nommer, maar die ding is, ek is pas vars geskei van 'n dominee, Dominee Koen. Ken jy Dominee Koen van Aswegen?
Ek is inderdaad gemeentelid, maar...
Hoekom, het ek jy dan nog nooit in die kerk gesien, nie, Sybrand?
Van Sondag is gewoonlik die besigste dag in die bakkerij.
Nee, dit is reg. Dit is net nou, van dat ek geskei is, het ek soveel kerses in... Ruimte en vryheid en allemaal vrou my nommer. Wat gaan ander?
Jy is 'n gesofistikeerde vrou wat duidelik weet wat jy wil hê en dis hoekom jy so aantreklik is. Ek sal baie graag my bakkersdesign vir jou wil wys.
Klappende koeklippe.
Kyk na my mosbolletjies. Ons het ook vars vetkoeke.
Jy haal die woorde uit my mond. Jagsroom.
Die groot geheim van hierdie bakkery is dat ons nie bang is om eiers te gebruik nie. Die geheim van 'n goeie worsrol is in die knie.
0-4-8-7-7-2-5-3-6-4-1-0-0.
Baie dankie, ek sal jou so gauw as moontlik skakel SMS of WhatsApp en ek kan ons kyk om dalk 'n afspraakie kan maak.
Dankie, Sybrand. Ek het ingestap vir 'n ban en ek het uitgestap met 'n man.
Dokter, ek moet vraag vir jou.
Vrager is, ek is hier om te help.
Wanneer ek en Lange Hans huis toe kan gaan, ek leer hier al.
Jou dokter syt al bedseer.
Ek beveel aan het u, so lang bly as wat die kind nog in die inkubasievertrek is. Ons moes hom vanoggend vasmaak met keergespis, maar hy het twee van ons verpleegsters gisteraand baie seer gemaak, en ons dink dat het beter is dat jy ook net bedlêend bly en kalm en rustig bly in voorbereiding met die klein demoon babietjie huis toe vat.
Shame, die woelwater. Maar ek dink hy verlang na sy ma.
Ja. Jy rek, Lange Hans, as jy kyk hoe mooi hy homself uit my gegrawe het, hoeveel steke het jy gegeer?
Wel, paar?
Nee, ek dokter praat meer. Hoeveel steke jy my gegeer?
Wel, soos jy weet, was daar complicaties gewees met die procedure en die bevalling, maar die harde realiteit is dat ons kon wegkom met slegs 69 steekies.
Ja, dis 'n oulike getal ook, hè, Elizabeth?
Ja, die babakke, praat hy al, want ek hoor verpleegster sê hy praat.
Wel, as mens dit nou praat wil noem, ja, dan doen hy. Dis nou nie in 'n taal wat enige van ons verstaan nie, maar daar is definitief 'n paar woorde wat bekend klink.
Wat het hy gesê, dokter?
Hy het iets gepraat van offerhande en Beelzebub en Baal en een van die klanke wat hy nog redelijk gereeld herhaal, sê die verpleegsters vir my, is Rakiafwata.
Oh, it's interesting dat hy al jou neefies en ooms se name noem.
Jy, hy kind is geniaal.
Ja, nee, ek dink jylle kan definitief baie trots wees. Lange Hans, ek moet eerlik met jou wees. As jy by die huis kom, verdrink jy die kind of steek om aan die brand. Dis duivelse werk hierdie.
Gemak of ek jou nie gehoor het nie. Hoe durf jy dit vir my sê? En dan nogal by Elizabeth. Hoe durf jy? Skaam jou, dokter.
Ek moet net vir jou die waarheid vertel. Elizabeth, jy gaan so lekker tydjie by die klein dingetjie by die huis hê, hoor?
Hy het nie wag kan nie.
Heerlik, ja, heerlik. So dokter, hoeveel weke nog?
Wel, ek dink jy sal, Elizabeth, ek dink jy sal huis toe kan gaan oor so 15 weke. Dis minda.
Dokter!
Wat is dit, verpleegster?
Die kind, hy is uit die inkubator.
Hoe het hy ontstaan?
Ek weet nie, maar kyk, hy hang nie aan my voet. Eina! Eina! Eina!
Tande!
Rita van Aswegen.
Hallo, weet nie of jy kon onthou nie, jy het gister in my bakkerij ingestap.
Ah, ja, Sybrand, hoe gaan dit, man?
Ach nee, dit gaan lekker, ek was bang jy tel nie op nie, in die geval sou ek myself beskuit het. Beskuit, want ek bak hulle.
Oh, pas my.
Ek is so blij jy het opgetel. Ek sal baie graag wil hoor of jy nie dalk by my wil aansluit vir 'n vinnige middagete om môre middag nie.
Waar, Sybrand?
Wel, daar's 'n verskeidenheid plekke baie naby aan die bakkery. Daar's 'n McDonald's, daar's 'n KFC, daar's 'n Nando's. Jy weet, ek wil regtig jou impres.
Ja. Is dat ook 'n ander type restaurant? Hout cuisine?
Excuse nie, ek het nog nooit uitgeëet nie. Maar daar kan ek tosse baie oulike koffiewinkelkie reg langs die bakkery. Daar kan ons daar ontmoet.
Ja. Ag jy het so oulike sin vir humor. Sybrand. Ja, ons kan by die koffie. My maag rammel, maar goed. Het hulle kos, het hulle eiers, het hulle binnendiep.
Daar is baie lekker ontbuite, middagetes, aandetes, kiesjes, as ook klompgoeders wat hulle somme by die bakkerij koop en daar bedien. So ons kan dalk net daar sit en bietjie gesels, miskien so paar koppies koffie drink en dan net meer uitvind oor mekaar. It's about getting to know you.
Ja nee, sy brand is reg, ek het tyd en... Wat is die plek se naam?
Roer die Moer Café, Bistro, Delicatessen en Motorwerktuigkundige.
Sien jou daar!
Meneer Dreneke, ja? Hallo meneer, mijn naam is Benning. Ik werk daar bij die consistorie van Dominicon van Astreffen.
Goeiedag, baie welkom bij FN Bank. Ons gee een lening met mening.
FN gaaf. Ek het een probleem met Dominie. Het exceptie geneem tegen die feit dat ek kerk toebehore bestel het sonder sy sanksie.
So die dilemma is dat jy een korttermijn of een langertermijn lening nodig het.
Meneer Beneke, ek soek R300.000 lening om terug te betaal aan Dominico.
Is daar enig iemand wat borg kan staan vir hierdie lening wat jy aangaan?
Ja, die Here Jesus.
Ons aanvaar nie rarig meer borge van hom af nie. Hy vat bietjie lank om terug te betaal, soos 'n ewige lewe.
Dis vir die kerk, dis wat ek bedoel. Dis vir die kerk, meneer Beneke.
Ek kan dit nie verdra om 'n man te sien wat lei nie. Ek sê vir jou wat, ek gaan hierdie lening nie deur die bank fasiliteer nie, maar in my persoonlike hoedanigheid kan ek jou dalk net uithelp met termes en voorwaardes wat ons al twee tot voordeel sal strek.
Ag, meneer Beneke, ek weet u gaan geseën word en ek weet dat u pad vorentoe in goud en klater platinum uitgelê sal wees. Dankie dat jy 'n goeie mens is. Wanneer kan ek die geld kry?
Ons behoort dit binne die volgende 24 uur na jou rekening te kan oorblaas.
En wat is die afbetaalperiode?
Ek sal die nou gou daai sommetjies doen. Ag, intussen tyd teken somme net gou hierso. Terwyl ek gou vir jou op die calculator kyk.
Natuurlik, jy's 'n Christen mens, ek vertrou u heeltemal teken. Ek sal teken. Benny, as ek kon, sou ek in bloed geteken het. Baie, baie dank.
Ja, dis nou op skrif. Ja, ek gaan die lening met jou aangaan. Jou terugbetalingstydperk is 24 maande met 35% rente. Moenie daaroor te veel bekommer nie. Al wat dit beteken is dat jy R300.000 kry en op die ou einde R500.000 moet terugbetaal binne 'n 2 jaar tydperk.
Net Beneke, is hier toilet nabij?
Hallo?
Hallo mevrouw.
Ek is op soek na Sybrand, hy behoort die tafel klap knieg. Eet jy vir my?
Daar langs die venster.
Dankie. Hallo?
Rita, ek sit hier so, kan ek jou stoel vir jou uittrek?
Ja, nog net my stoel vir nou.
Daar's ek. Ek het amper begin panini. Ek bedoel, panic, het jy nie kom nie.
Flik, flik. Oh, ja, dit is gesellig.
Ja. Sjoe, ek gaan nou nie doekies omdraai nie, maar focaccia, maar is lekker om jou te sien.
Ach, jy is te dierbaar, Sybrand. Ek wil jou vat en in 'n klein roomdeegie sit, 180 grade in 'n oentjie, en dan jou opvreet.
Ach, jou ou deeg nie. Ek skat ons allemaal het ons rolletjie in die lewe.
Hoppies, so, wat sal jy voorstel?
Wel, oor die algemeen denk ek hulle kos is baie, baie lekker. Ek is seker jy sal het geniet wat ook al jy bestel.
Swanenslijm!
Ek denk hulle is dalk uit stok uit van dit. Ek het een rede om te vermoed hulle Franse toast is baie lekker.
Ja, goeie Franse toast op sy dag. Weet hoe baie het ek vir my man gemaakt? Maar my ex-man, doe my nie kon.
Oh, wel, het is nie een verskon ing nie.
Ja. Sybrand, wat het jy al alles gedoen? Was jy al getrouwd? Of, vertel my bietjie van jouself.
Wel, soos jy weet, verdien ek my brood deur te bak.
Ja.
Maar ek is, ek glo dat, jy weet, die lewe soms interessante paaie met jou vat. En ek is mal oor muffin.
I don't care what anyone says. iFix is the absolute best to repair your phone or tablet.
No, ma'am. I beg to differ.
What do you mean?
They've changed their name.
What? To iFox?
No, WeFix. They are now WeFix, and they repair Huawei, LG, Samsung, and Apple devices.
Fantastic! I just want to break something now.
This is the Casper Show.
There we are. Did you enjoy that concert story? I am so glad because it was done with love. Let me play this thing as well, see if it works.
It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show.
Yay!
Boom. Gavin, you've got some lovely lady next to you there. Wie is sy, wat is sy, en wat gaan aan met hierdie basis op
Can I just quickly say,
nou
dat ons konse story geluister het, dat I love Soreta Geyer's comment on our Twitter page.
Wat sy sê?
Sy sê, omdat ons by Sexpo is, sê Soreta baie skerp, dit is moontlik komse story vandag.
Ja, dit is.
Oh my god, we've got someone special here, Tersha. So
hello, Tersha.
Hello, julle.
We were just walking like randomly through like all the stalletjies and to Kransfield for daar so. Like, jy het amazing stuff. Jou stalletjie like super cool.
Baie dankie.
So you brought some goodies for us.
Ja, ek het vir julle twee produkte vanoggend saamgebring. Die een is Spartan Advanced.
Wat is dit?
Wat is Spartan?
Dis die rooi weergawe van die blou pilletjie. So dis 'n 100% natuurlike produk wat ons het. Ons is 'n span van mense gewees wat dit geformuleer het vir die Suid-Afrikaanse mark.
Mm-hmm.
So dis genade, sorry.
That was Betty, just with a huge dildo.
We're going to discuss that dildo now.
Exactly, Betty. Back down.
Spartan says, so take back your confidence and reclaim your sex life.
Yeah.
So, wat gebeur as jy die pilletjie drink?
Okay, so wat gebeur is so na 40 minute
ja.
Wat jy hom gebruik ja. En jy raak seksueel aktief, dan help hy ook om die bloed vloei na sekere area. Ons
praat nie van die tone nie.
Nee, definitief nie. En dan ook help hy na en al die type goed.
Maar so as ek het nou drink, dan gaan ek nie ereksie kry nie, gaan ek?
Nee, so die ding is, dis die ding, jy moet die pil drink, en dan na 40 minute van seksuele activiteit, dan sal dit begin inskop. So, dis
so as ek nou die pil drink, gaan ek nie met die boner hier rondloop nie?
Nee.
Okay.
So in other words, so is it one of those tablets that if you drink it, and then, so in 40
ask
minutes...
Ask them what they are.
So in 40 minutes, then... You have to be aroused.
Yes.
It doesn't happen automatically.
No.
Ask them who they are, Gavin. Ask them who they are.
Who are you guys? They are just like topless men who just walk past us with like... What is yellow? This yellow? Alice Pulse Dancers. Oh my God. So where do we find you?
Top corner booth.
On the top corner booth. Yeah. Okay, we'll come visit you. Yeah? Okay.
Look
okay,
at
we'll find
he looks like Clark Kent. Hi. I'm going to drink my Spartan now, I think.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that's wonderful. And there's a lady with dildos. We'll get to you now, my darling. And I see even a fist. It looks fantastic. But before we get there, I have to taste this. Tapshot for ons gebring Wicked. Wat is dit, Loop?
Ja, dit is Loop.
Praat my hart, want die fokker wat daar skree.
Ja, nee, ek hoor hom. Okay, so...
Aqua Vanilla Bean. Okay, so vertel.
Okay, so ek het vir julle verskillende, julle reeks verskillende loops hierin. Oh ons het geure enige iets van candy apple of cherry cordial, a cinnamon bun, mocha java, pomegranate, salted caramel. So ja, vat asseblief een van die bottels.
So kan ek hom spuit op my hand?
Ja, spuit hom op jou hand en dan proe jy hom so bietjie.
Kan ons... Oh my God, nothing's gonna happen,
wait, you, me first and then you. Wait.
Okay.
Okay, I've got vanilla bean. Mmm. Very nice. I like vanilla.
Okay, can I go? Can I go?
Okay, what do you got?
I've got mocha java.
And?
Ooh, yummy chocolate.
But describe.
More.
It's radio, Gavin. You've got to describe.
Okay. So I'm chasing mocha java, but it tastes more like chocolate. It's absolutely lovely. It tastes like dark chocolate. I'm having more. Oh my goodness.
Well, my vanilla is like nothing, vanilla milkshake.
Nothing could happen to us when we do this. Like, no. But it's, oh my goodness, Casper, do you feel your tongue? Do you feel your tongue? My tongue is now sticky. My tongue is absolutely sticky now.
Don't do dirty talk now. And then we got here, we got pomegranate. Pomegranate?
Yeah. Jesus.
Okay,
do you know that? Okay, I've got cherry cordial and I'm drinking. A cherry cordial. Oh, yummy.
Is it?
Oh, you know what this tastes like? And no. I've actually got one. It's a chocolate. It's the inside of a small, what Mirai, Quality Street, whatever. Cool. This is who did prove. This is Aqua Cherry Cordial. Okay, drink your name.
Mine is pomegranate.
Okay, drink. How does it taste?
Like pomegranate. is this for penis or vagina or both?
Both.
Okay.
Yes.
Is your tongue not sticky yet?
Well, I will even lick a vagina clean with it. I promise you, it's so nice. Vanilla bean.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, it's so nice. I'm so sticky. So for how much are they going? They are going on a special?
Yes, we have special show prices on the Spartan and on the Wicked because it's our official launch that's happening at the moment. So at the show for Spartan, for your Quattro Pack, that's for 4 tablets. It's going for 100 rand at the moment, where it normally retails for more. And then there's various prices on the Wicked. For these bottles that you see in front of you, we're currently retailing them at the show for 250 rand. And then we've also got the full range available from anything from toy cleaners to Overtime. That's a delay cream for men. We've got a masturbation.
Delay cream.
Yes.
Delay cream.
Yeah.
Mm. Betty, are you listening?
Delay cream, Betty.
Oh.
Okay.
She's not focusing. Betty's not
sorry.
Even focusing.
Delay cream. So, Mocha Java. So, Henry tweeted, he said, have you got specials for us or gifts? No, here's the special. You heard now, Henry. You get 4 of these Spartans. And you get this aqua. Did you do the cinnamon bun?
I didn't do the cinnamon bun.
That's one of the best flavors.
The cinnamon bun.
Is that your favorite?
Yes.
Tasha?
Okay, I'm going to lick it.
Okay, he's licking it. It tastes like cinnamon bun.
Yeah, it's nice. It's got this...
It's nice.
You know, if you have a whole range of this in your bedroom, it will be nice, actually.
Why?
Because then you can differ the tastes. So, okay, darling, now come. I'm going to give you some cherry cordials.
Mm-hmm.
And you know?
You're going to have a strawberry evening or cinnamon evening.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing. So, where are these products available at all the major sex stores across the country?
So, Spartan is currently available at pharmacies nationwide.
Yeah.
At your...
Pharmacies?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, hulle gaan vir ons loer daar.
Dis 'n rooi pilletjie.
I always feel that when you go to pharmacies to go and buy sex things and they judge you.
takes 40 minutes to excite. Mm. It's a red little pill. Did you hear that I'm slurring a bit because of the because of the effect of the lube? Do you hear? Because you say the tongue is sticky a bit. Eh?
I think that Bernard needs to take over the show for the next hour.
Well, Gavin, if you can just now make space for the dildos.
Yes. Dildo lady. Come sit here by me. She's from Loveland. Amazing.
Love
Where's Patrick?
Loveland.
Oh, Patrick.
Okay, describe the dildos. Describe the dildos for us.
Okay, so the dildos. So come closer. Come stand here. What's your name?
My name is Melissa.
Hello, Melissa. And Melissa is from?
I'm from Loveland Adult Fun Store. We've got 40 stores all over South Africa now.
Okay.
Opening more as we're going on.
Amazing. Enough about Loveland. What have you got in your hand? So you've got... Oh my goodness, she's got like massive
that one.
Dildos.
This is a moose dildo, man, sir.
Oh my goodness.
Lever.
It's not plastic,
Suki
it's like
cocky. No, scene stealer.
Oh my goodness. And then she's also got a fist. Do people actually buy it's a fist, the form of a dildo. Do people actually buy these?
They do, they're actually very popular. This is a 33 centimeters around fisting anal toy.
Jesus.
You can use it for vaginal as well. This one's name is the Giant Family Horny Hand.
And how much does... Oh my goodness, it's 600 rand.
This big thing I've got here, which I think is Goliath, is 900 rand.
And then I've got another thing here.
That's the Rogue.
Is the Rogue. Okay, cool. So, I saw 25 centimeter.
Where are you? You slur up. Where are you? This loop. Yeah?
And you've got like it's like a handle. You have a firm grip.
It's like a sword.
Yeah.
But then it's a pill.
Like it's a weapon.
And it's like, you know, it's I don't know. Nee, it's a sach.
Okay.
I sach my... jou seer maak.
Mens gaan baie wicked nodig hê vir daai ene.
Het ons foto's geneem van hierdie goed, né?
Ons het foto's
plaas dit oor die wêreld.
Oh my goodness.
So this is the Loveland store. Now, if people come up to you and they say we've listened to the Casper radio show, then you must give them just like 10% or 10 rand off or something. Okay, so hier Henry.
Ah, die hier dat aan.
Henry, so jy kan die Spartan fucking ding gaan koop. Jy kan vir jou Moose fist fucker gaan koop en 'n loop.
Oh my goodness.
So you look for Wicked, you look for Jessica
Drake.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, dankie. Wat se naam nou weer? Alicia.
Sharon.
Dankie vir die dildos. This is fantastic. Let's in the spirit listen to Mob Jones. And he's got a fantastic song, which he aptly named Fuck Me. Let's hear Moby of Mob. Fuck Me. Okay, here we go. This is Mob Jones with Fuck Me. Fuck me. Okay, we're live at the Sexpo. That is why it sounds like there's something going on in the background. It's the Sexpo happening. It is the pulse van die Sexpo is aan die gang. Hier stap mense verby, oomies met tannies, en daar's ook jong mans en jong girls mooi aangetrek. En ek het hierdie Spartan pil nou gekry wat ek self gaan drink, maar dit is nie net vir ou mans nie. Dit is Tasha sê dit is vir enige iemand. Dis net lekker. Hy gee jou daai extra, you know, after 40 minutes. Which is quite long, hey?
Dis baie lank.
Dit is. Ja. Ai, ek gaan nou my kennis.
Jy weet sê van hier soos mense van all walks of life. Ek gister 'n oom gesien wat die instap maar as jy nou kan picture hoe Bertie se pa lyk.
O, regtig.
Dit lyk so Bertie se pa, of dalk sy ouer boetie. Maar hulle het dieselfde iets wat fout gegaan het in hulle brein.
En hulle geen asie kampioen.
Hy stap hier rond maar met sakke wat hy shop.
Okay.
Maar ek dink hy lyk soos 'n hermit.
So hy gaan 'n lekker
sakke vol dildos gekoop en movies en alles en... Hy's, ek dink hy's by die huis vanaand met toe deure.
Sis tog. Ek sien jou, hier so loop mense met plastiek sakkies. Oei, hier so kom Gavin ook. Ek dink. Ah. Oei, is dit ons gas, Gavin? Kom praat, ons is op die lig. Wie is dit? Kom praat. Gavin het hier...
Hy is oulik.
Baie met 'n nice money aangekom. Okay, Gavin, come here with me. Come here. Gavin, who's this? Hallo? Hallo?
Ons.
Hallo?
Hi, Kasper. Sorry, man.
Gavin, what the fuck is jy? Who's this?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Kan julle my hoor?
Ons kan.
It's not working. Okay. Dit is so...
Ja? Gavin?
Hallo. So, ons het vir Derek... Hierso, Derek is van, wait, I'm organizing myself, here I am. Also for Derek, hierso, and Derek is van Tease Hers. So Derek raak van sy kleertjies ontslaan.
Oh my goodness.
Hy is a pole dancer, hy wees die pole wie is baas. I've seen him in action, he's absolutely amazing.
Can he talk, please? Hallo Derek.
Hi.
Derek? Afrikaans of Engels?
Ek is Afrikaans en Engels.
Oh, okay. Derek, so pole dance.
Ja.
Hoeveel keer 'n dag moet jy dit doen hierso?
Elke uur op 'n uur.
Ja, regtig?
Ja.
Is daar mense wat dan net by mekaar kom en kyk?
Ja. Kyk, die idee is om hulle in te kry met die pole dance en dan na die tyd 'n bietjie geld uit hulle te maak, maar hulle raak ons bietjie een slimmer wees, jy weet. Hulle kom vir die pole dance en dan waai hulle kom
vinnig. Ja, so nou moet jy dit al inverse. Nou moet jy eers voor die pole dance net so bietjie begin en dan eers geld probeer maak. Ja. En dan pole dance daarna. Ja. Ek dink ons moet dit doen. Maar waar is dit? Waar is dit? Wat 'n section?
Dit is by die club section, dit is reg langs Teasers.
Teasers, ok, ja. Soek vir Teasers en dan...
Teasers.
Ja, Teasers is reg langs Teasers, dis oorkant die BDSM cage.
En Derek het gesê, Derek is ja, ek is ook hier so. Derek het vroeger vir my 'n boodskap gesê om te sê, hy het sonsteek.
Hoekom had jy dit gedoen?
Ek het in die son gesteek.
Jou stoute. Die BDSM cage, dis waar die man daai swepe geslaan het, is dit nie?
Baie interessant, daar's 'n wiel ding wat...
Ek wil wag, Bernard praat.
Nana as ek opgedres het, as Betty, wil ek in daai ding vasgetrek word, want hulle spin jou so in die ronde. Ek weet nie wat doen hulle, dan vlog hulle jou of something. Ek wil dit gaan doen. Ek weet nie of hy wil my gaan hou nie, maar ek gaan kyk.
Okay, maar terug na Derek toe. Derek, wie van die tussen die mans en die guys, wie misbehave die meeste wanneer dit kom by 'n audience wanneer jy dans?
Die mans, ek bedoel die vroue.
Vrouens.
Wat het ek nou gesê?
Mans.
Okay, vroue
en guys.
En die guys, ja.
Vrouens.
Vroue
reg so. Wat doen hulle?
Dis actually statistically bewys, toe Lolly Jackson nog lewendig was. Het hy 7 branches teasers gehad, waar hy oor die 200 staff contingency vroumense gehad het wat vir hom gewerk het.
Ja.
En in 7 jaar, in 7 branches, was net 96 mans dit letterlik by die skraf uitgechak vir iets verkeerd sê, vat wat hulle nie vat nie, weet. Tease Hers was daai tyd 3 jaar oud. En ons het 5 tafels in ons klub gehad, nie 7 branches nie, net 5 tafels. En in die 3 jaar, in die 1 mil stripclub, is daar 394 vrouens nie net uitgegooi nie, maar vir betuig van hulle geband. Hulle moes vorms doen.
Over eager. My God, wat doen hulle? Gryp hulle dan?
Ek kan nie even duidelijk nie.
En jy moet?
Hier is een voorbeeld, my linkerste nippel. Ek noem my linker nippel een happy nippel. Omdat hy heeltemal afgebyt was. Dus af. Hulle moes hem terugwerk, so hy is
hy
is permanent happy.
So die vrou was jags.
Super.
Weet nie wat sy jagse vrou byt nippels af nie, ek weet nie wat sy vet Jesus is nie.
Wow, maar dit is erg.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my.
Vrouwens is 10 keer erger as mans. Ons gister hier die gesprek gehad, as jy kyk ook na hoe die wilsie rondloop, dit is hulle raak wild met wat hulle sê en hoe hulle kyk en hoe hulle vir mans kyk, is dit so. Ja, mans is nie so, hulle sê altyd jou mond soos varke. Ah, skat.
Die vrouwe is wil.
Dis die girls wat rof is.
En dan kom hulle met hulle sides en so hulle raak lekker getrek en gekeier op die sides.
Ja,
nie dat ek weet nie. Jy
weet.
I might have found myself there in teasers.
I understand what you mean now. So it's actually called tease her.
Yeah. Yeah. But I just said that he's teasers and tease hers.
Ja, dit is reg langs mekaar.
Apostano. So it's actually vir vroue.
Ja, ja.
Oh.
Dit was initially vir vrouens geskep, maar jy het ons laat enigiemand in. Jy kan jou maar saamring, ja.
Jy hoef nie 'n koek te wys nie, jy kan enigiets inbring.
Ja, jy kan enigiets inbring.
Nou, doen jy net paale en stripping? Hoe ver gaan jy met stripping? Hang dit af van die geld wat jy betaal word?
Ek like het die mense te skok, so as jy vir my sê om nie my G-string uit te trek nie, is dit soos om vir 'n seentjie te sê, moenie die suiker eet.
Ja.
Dan gaan ek dit definitief doen. Maar ja, dit gaan maar oor die geld, jy weet, as jy... Ek, vir my is dit vir die love of the game. Vir die aanhouwens is dit oor geld, so hoe meer geld jy het kan uitmaak, dan gaan die G-string afval. Maar ons gaan vol mond toe, ja.
Moet dit asblief nie nou jou kleren uittrek nie.
Vat dit as andersom.
I have seen it all, I've seen it.
Really?
Yes.
Is it nice?
Yes. He's very good, he's very good. He's very good and he's been doing it for years. I know them.
I wish we could go there with our mics.
Excuse the pun.
Maar Derek, is jy straight of gay?
Ek sal sê ek is 60% straight, 40% gay.
Dan hang het van die geld af. Okay, but so obviously you love sex.
Who doesn't love sex?
Exactly.
Yeah. What is sex?
And have you done porn?
I was actually the first South African male porn star.
Fantastic. Kan ek jou beeldtekening kry? Listen, and where did you shoot this?
The first one I shot in Cape Town, it was called Cape Heat for called Liberic Studio. So.
Yeah, Liberic.
Is it an overseas studio? Or
No, it's a South African studio, but they internationally affiliated.
Kurt Rogers, well, this is a stage name.
What names are you flinging around? I don't know. What's Kurt Rogers?
Kurt Rogers was a performing name.
Kurt Darren Shirley?
Kurt Rogers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was that... did you fuck Rogers?
No.
Was he just the boss?
Yeah, he's like the running CEO of the company, creator of it.
How does it go in the porn industry? Is it seedy? I mean, do you get owners who say, I first want to fuck you myself or not?
Look, if you're a smart porn star, you ask first, who do I have to fuck to get to the top? You don't wait till you get asked.
Yeah, till you... I fuck everyone.
That only works for the girls, though.
Okay.
Amazing.
We males are just another hot piece of... that's it.
So I don't want to make it about me.
Yeah, no, but do...
But when I was a little young junior journalist working for Rapport newspaper, that's when I met Derek for the first time.
Yeah.
And I think it might have been one of the... I was invited to do a story, a back page story for the newspaper. And I went to a swingers club called Rome. And I was invited there by a director who said, we're going to do porn. Do you want to come on set? And I did. Not come on set, but, you know, arrive at the venue. And Derek was the actor. And he had to do the deed
with
a woman that was probably twice his age, but still, like, she was still, her body was still good, but...
She was a performer, though. You knew her.
She
wasn't a professional performer. She's had some experience under the belt, but no.
Okay.
Excuse the pun.
So how long before you fuck someone in a porn movie do you meet them first? Or
look, in the American porn industry, it's very protected. They got a whole thing that you have to send in your STD lists first and all those kind of things, you know, before you can. Yeah, in South Africa, it's a dangerous game. Yeah, it's not really protected. So you try and go into this movie or scene if you know the people that's around you. You know, the sex industry in South Africa is quite a small community. Mm. So we know each other. We know who
you can trust.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's it.
Has any of you taken pictures of Derek for our Twitter and feed
I
and
did.
Stuff? Please. Please, and you must maybe take off his shirt now. No. Mm. I'm confident now because
we
I have
that
some
nipple.
Monster and Lube. Yeah, we want to see the the nip. Bitten off nip by a yachts. Jesus, he's always happy. I see what you mean.
Oh my goodness. And wacht, okay, wijs
look
aan
at that. Yeah, I can see the, that.
I want to compare.
Oh, no, this one is happy now. Sorry, this one is happy
it's
now.
Because I'm here. But the other one, you look, I've also got a thing like that. So it was your.
But you can see this nipple is always bigger than the other one. Definitely.
Look, oh, wow.
Amazing.
Mm. Oh, we've got it. We've got it on thing. We will post it.
Okay, great. Bernard, will you make a way for Monique?
I will.
We got Monique here. She's with John T. She was in John T's show as well. How do you know Monique, Gavin?
I know all of them. Monique, I met when she was part of, and yes, she just joined us. Hello, Monique.
Hello.
Good day. How are you guys doing?
Lekker. Good. Welcome to the Casper Radio Show. Monique, so Monique, I met Monique when she was a star. A reality TV star, a reality internet star of a show called, what was that thing's name?
SA Girls Gone Wild.
SA Girls Gone Wild.
Moko Females and Dodi Nulales.
And it was like, it was a proper mansion. It was a mansion where there were cameras like all over the show.
Yeah, exactly like Big Brother, but it involves more nudity and more pornographic.
Exactly. And when I went, I was like, very like,
amazed.
Yeah, but I went inside and I thought you guys joked when you said it's a Big Brother house. I was proper. There were little darkling flipping kamerakies all over the show.
Yeah, let's go word what
Derek,
to say.
Do you know Moni?
Yeah, we come a very long way.
Have you fucked each other yet?
No, not yet.
See, we've been trying for years. Just there's been like a cockroach here and there that comes in between them.
Yeah.
So Monique, what do you do? What is your job description?
My job description is I'm a porn star and I'm a slash hash stripper.
Maybe I should describe what Monique is
so
wearing.
So how come you and Derek haven't fucked yet?
Because I mean, every time we meet each other, we are all in a relationship.
No. I mean on film.
I mean film. I don't know.
I'm a porn star. You're a porn star.
Yeah, I think I'm a little bit scared of that big penis.
I know exactly
penis.
Why that is.
Has he got a big penis?
He's got a big penis.
Really?
Yes. You must see it to believe it.
But that's why he's stripping. You see, he's not shy.
You see, the directors always say I can't make a porn movie with her because they're scared I'm going to make love to her. They don't want to make softy movies. They want a
porn.
Boom, boom, boom.
And I've seen them all. I've seen them. They are like this is like my sister and my brother.
Have you seen Monique's vagina?
I've seen. I've seen tight clothing by that left very very little to the imagination. That's what I saw.
When you fuck people in the movie, Monique, do you talk to them first? Do you get to know them socially, or you just?
Well, normally.
Do you have a story? Like the director comes and says, "You are now this and that," or what?
Well, normally, you know, in the beginning, you talk to your partner. You tell him, "Okay, like, listen, what position are you comfortable? Do you like a blowjob? Do you like anal? Do you like this?" You learn each other's ways, and then afterwards, just goes with the flow.
Okay. So do you do lesbian porn as well?
Oh yes, I love being licked by lesbian.
Have you tried the Wicked Loops? They are wonderful.
Oh God, yes, they are.
You will lick pussy forever.
For days.
You will just clean out the guava tin, my darling. It's beautiful.
I will surely get myself, son.
Can I describe what she's wearing now?
Yeah. I've
Lord,
taken
I must,
pictures yet.
I've taken
Look
pictures.
Look at the nice boobies.
She...
I've seen her titties.
She is, it's all I can say is it's sexy.
Thank you.
And skimpy.
Yes. And it's
what?
Something.
What is that?
Okay, well, all my outfits are from Pleasure.
Yeah.
This is what Sexpo, they give us all the outfits. It's all about Pleasure and Hustler.
Okay.
So I'm wearing a Hustler bra and a Hustler
nice.
Panties. And a little Pleasure, little lace black.
Is it necessary for a bra in a place like this?
No, it's not. It's just, I also like to leave something for the imagination.
Yes.
Because you see, the place where I work is Theatre Erotica.
Mm.
There, this is now at Sexpo, and it is on your right hand side by the main stage. Mm-hmm. It's John T. Siddle's place. So, what I do is I'm naked all the time.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, at Jonty's place.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
And it takes a lot to get Casper speechless.
No, I'm not speechless. I mentioned very important people's names, but I didn't know that for Jonty you had to be naked.
And you know what? He made me squirt come 7 times yesterday.
Yes. But because of his technique.
Yes, because of that technique.
Is he good?
Oh my God.
Is he good?
The wetter, the better for the better slide. He is amazing.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
I actually felt like a raisin this morning.
A raisin?
Yeah, very dehydrated.
I get myself
droogekom.
Come see me later, I'll give you a oil change.
Okay, thank you, Derek. No, let's do this. Derek is actually, I wanted to invite Derek to maybe join me for one show.
But you must, then I can see your cock.
Yeah, so we can just, because it's not about sex. It's not about sex at all. It's everything essential, seductive. And Derek is very, very good in that way.
Mm. And Derek is fine. And I've got like at least 2 or 3 of his movies at home.
In the bottom drawer.
Give the name. In the bottom drawer.
That was the one movie name.
The root name.
The flagship movie was called...
Amor.
I'll give you the number one movie. Just watch that one.
Yeah.
It's called Pomp op Elke Deur.
Pomp op Elke Deur.
Afrikaans.
Steve.
Yeah, we're ripping off Steve Hoffman, actually.
A pomp... Are you Steve?
No.
No.
I'm playing the cop that's fucking around with his wife. You know.
Yeah.
A pomp op Elke Deur. And waar kry jy dit?
Just Adult World, Loveland.
And I know Year by 64 Me, they're actually selling our DVD.
Yeah.
I'm on the front cover. It's called Lost Lip Pomp Fell.
That one will also be worth watching.
Yeah, it's also a good one to watch.
And if you can't find that, Derek was also in Kwai Nai, I think.
Kwai Nai.
That was many moons ago.
I was in a couple, I can't even remember. Maybe.
And the other one that I know, not that I've got a lot on stalk, Derek, but the other one is called Amor, A Book for Sport.
Yeah, that was the very first one we did.
That's when I met you.
I see we've got a new bewonderaar hier.
At least I'm a married man.
Me and Kevin comes along.
Yeah.
And me and Derek, we actually met each other because we did SSB's Tripper for Lolly Jackson years and years ago. That was for E! Entertainment. It was
I remember that show.
Yeah, and I still pretended to be Russian. And Derek was, I think, the pilot. Oh, dear God. I thought that he was one of the best looking, hottest men. Yeah,
do you speak with a Russian accent?
Yes, I can.
No, doen ge so 'n stukkie van ons een sin.
Oh my goodness.
Even
then she was trying, but I actually thought she was really Russian, and I've got a thing against Russian women. I don't know, I can't explain it, but
if
she just fucking said something in Afrikaans, then...
So you went limp.
It would have been ticket. Yeah, no,
you went limp for the Russian.
Russians make me like climb back in my body and have a holiday.
Well, we got a nice tweet here from Dubai, and it's Demo, and he says this is the best show so far.
Wow.
Awesome.
But we can't meet the standard every week.
Exactly. But waar gaan ons volgende by die neighborhoods market? Waar gaan ons die volgende week?
Is it true that people, you said you're scared of his cock, but can a cock be too big then?
Yes, of course it can be.
Really?
If you're a tool that doesn't know how to use your tools, then it's too big.
Okay. But have you had people scream in agony?
No, but he's a gentleman. He won't.
I know how to use my tools.
You know how to use it.
If they beg me to make them big, then or scream, then yes, then I do.
You will.
Otherwise,
oh, make me scream, Derek.
Do you draw distinction between a vagina and an ass? I say while people are looking at me. I'm trying to as if I'm saying something else. Hallo, goeienaand mevrou. Geniet die aand.
Ja.
Ons praat 'n bietjie van anal and vagina.
Anal and vagina. Is it more difficult for a big cock to enter asshole?
No. If you do your research, you'll see that sphincter.
Yeah.
Can stretch.
So you just got to do your prep. Nicely.
You just have to. You just. You can't just go shove it like, hey, yeah, use it. No, you know. And the nice thing is that it doesn't stretch out. It doesn't stay like that. There's no loose lips hanging. It always goes back in.
Oh my God, she's kidding. Now this is the part where I zip my zipper because I've got like a zipper in my vagina. So if I'm not in the mood, I just go zip it
up.
I don't go, oh, ek het 'n koopseer vandag, liefie. Nie nou nie. I just say, you know what, honey bunny, zip it.
Zip it in a ZB.
Do you, Monique, do you do like, so in Thailand, I was in Thailand like 2 years ago. So as you know, in Thailand, there's a culture of doing things with
your vagina.
Yeah. Do you do like stuff like that or can you or has the opportunity never presented itself?
Okay, well, the only thing that I've done that's quite weird, not weird, but you shove like a little long string of beads.
Yeah.
Or a ribbon. You put it in your vagina and then you let it hang out a little bit. And while you're dancing, you just, like, you pull it out slowly. And then people are wondering, where the fuck does that string come from? And it's going meters and meters and meters. So
do you let it loose yourself?
Sometimes.
Yeah. No, but I mean, if they ask where the fuck does the string come from, you got it in there and you...
Yes, then I take my panties off at a stage.
Yeah.
Then you show the people where it does come out. And they're like, where does it all come from? I mean, you've got space in your vagina area for that string to be folded up nicely.
Oh, really?
And then you just let it out slowly.
Do you have any tricks like that? Can you do tricks like that?
I set my penis on fire almost every day.
What do you mean?
I put benzene on it and then I set it on fire.
No! Yeah. Don't you have burns?
No, there's nothing wrong with that penis. I know Derek got fired once for doing a show.
But I did see
he got fired, but
no. No.
I did set myself on fire.
He let himself on fire and he got bad, bad burns.
Thing is, sometimes when I'm lazy and I don't want to do a really good stage show, I know that even if my shows suck balls,
suck ducky dick.
If somebody sees a man set his cock on fire, they will never forget it.
They will never.
Good or bad, doesn't matter. So
wow.
I do it almost every night.
Aren't you scared?
I was in the beginning, and but it's that fear that I'm in a bit of an adrenaline dump.
Oh, okay.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit, you say.
Well, I sincerely hope that you wonderful people will fuck each other soon.
Thank you so much, Casper.
We can't
write the script. I will write the script.
Okay, yeah.
I do.
And she will get things coming out of her vagina, all kind of party things. He will swing his schlong around.
We need a fluffer.
We need a fluffer. You've got a job, Gavin.
Thank you.
And I think we created a wonderful thing here.
Yeah, we can actually do
this. But they are my friends. I can't fluff my friends.
Yeah, that's
so
like incest,
we will get someone else. When we can call it the Casper Rusper party something.
Party fest.
Party fest.
Derek Rusper Casper.
No!
Lucky, yum, yum.
I like that.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so what we will do now is I will go for the stuff poopy. Because we have to do it. It's presented by Sandwich Baron. Do you know Sandwich Baron, Derek?
Yes, I do.
Oh, do you know Monique?
Love them.
Okay, so they help us every week with the Stoff Poopy, which is the golden oldie. Yeah, our golden oldie. And we have had a suggestion here, which I like, and that is Sex Bomb by Tom Jones. That's a good Stoff Poopy.
That's Sir Thomas Jones Woodward for you,
isn't
sir.
It Lord Lancelot? Tom.
Sir Camelot.
Sir Camelot with Sex Bomb. Here you go. This is our Stuff Poopy presented by
Sandwich Baron.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you, Monique.
Woo!
Have a good sex, bro. Bye.
That is Tom Jones wanting to return on the Sex Bomb. Well, that was a very, very interesting conversation we had, Gavin, eh? With Derek and Monique.
And the thing is that I know them for years now, and I still learned quite a bit now about them.
Already now again?
Yeah. And I was under the impression that they were like... totes, like they've had relations, intimate relations with each other.
They have not yet, but she's lusting after his cock.
But they were in the house, the Big Brother house together.
But why haven't they fucked?
Because he was with another one and she was with another one. She was with another stripper called...
Yeah, but I don't mean socially. I mean in job. Job-wise.
In jobs.
Job-wise, they haven't done a movie together yet.
Yeah, but they... Maar dat is hoe baie.
Maar waar krijg je die pomp mij op pomp wil en nou goed is, is het op je internet te koop?
It's,
is it streaming or is it only DVD hard copy?
Loveland should have.
So it's hard copy?
Yeah, yeah. It's hard copy.
Because these days you can stream.
Ek dink hy het gestream nie.
Het iemand weer getweet? Kom ons kyk.
Kom ons kyk.
Bernard has gone. He's left to get us Picasso.
Okay, Picasso, and that is the
Picasso.
One. Picasso.
Yeah.
He's the one. He's absolutely amazing. He's absolutely amazing.
Did you see him in action?
I've seen him in action so many times. You've got no idea.
Maybe.
Are we talking about the guy that
here he is. Here he is.
He's arrived.
Picasso is here. Welcome. I've got to play our sting. So we welcome our
extra.
Well, it's going to take a bit of a while now because it's a new machine. And then we got to go special.
Special!
Our extra special guest here at the Sexpo on the Casper Radio Show is the well-known and renowned Picasso, who we have discussed before on the show. Welcome, sir.
Ah, good day. How are you?
I'm absolutely fine. Where do you get that wonderful fake Australian accent from?
The UK.
We saw your painting of Gareth Cliff. Do you remember you did him?
Probably when? How many years ago?
It's our boss. And you painted him.
Oh, to
you pricked him.
This time, is it?
Excuse me.
At this show, is it? No.
No. We were at Cliff Central, and then we were discussing lots of things, and then someone came out with this painting done by you,
okay,
of Cliff, Gareth Cliff, and we were all impressed, and it was assured that it would be a Picasso. It was done by a cock.
Oh, wow.
But I must say, I mean, I've been hearing about you for many years, about every time people come here and they see you and the guy painting with his dick, I'm like, that can't be any good. It's really good paintings. It's really
good. Thank you.
Looks exactly like the people sitting there, and no, it's good.
I remember because I was also like looking at the technique and stuff, and but my biggest, and I've seen you many years, I've seen you at lots of the things, and I go right in there to go and see what is happening with the member. But my biggest question is, like, is your member still okay after all this painting?
Definitely, yeah. I get orders all the time when I'm at home, mainly from the US and in the UK. Mainly from the US and the UK, and they always want it done like with an erection, and sometimes they want a full happy ending. So.
And like normal painters and artists use turpentine to clean their brushes.
Yeah.
What do you use?
It's only water-based.
Surely not turpentine.
But I've got a nice big thick brush there, so you can scrub it away, and it feels pretty good too.
Oh wow.
Now I have to ask, obviously, how did this start? When did you dip dick in a fucking acrylic paint and decide to paint something with it?
Well, it just popped in my head. I was a builder, and but I've always been able to draw pretty well, you know, like,
yeah,
perfectly. And I thought, I really must try and use this talent somewhere. And then I just thought of penis painting, you know, because I'm always thinking about my penis, I suppose.
But it is, you're world-renowned, everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Do you not paint with your fingers anymore at all, with your hands, I mean?
Oh, I used to do maybe a year or something like that, you know, as a hobby, but I was always too busy with children and getting married a few times and giving away houses and that sort of thing.
Now, that's the problem, eh, with getting married.
Yes.
But... Now you said that sometimes people want you to do it with a boner, and sometimes you do it flaccid.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you describe this for our Pretoria listeners?
Well, when I'm at home, you know, there's no one there in my studio, so, you know, you just have to sort of pleasure yourself quite a lot to keep yourself, and it takes a while because you keep on sort of going off, you know, so you have to keep on stopping the camera and... getting it rock hard again and then carrying on again. But and then yeah.
So you're mentioning camera. So you do this on a channel on internet.
Yeah.
Tell us.
I video the whole painting procedure so that people have got a bit of proof of how it's done. And and then when I'm doing them at home, I edit the film so it looks. I've got several cameras in different positions, so it looks more interesting, and I have to sort of blend them all together.
So how did you become famous? How was it the luck of a portrait of someone famous and then the word spread, or how did it work?
I think it's just Sexpo has been promoting me for years, and without them I wouldn't have I'd be still just building probably.
But you don't stay in South Africa, do you?
No, I live in Australia.
Ah.
Yeah, and I just travel around. I was in the UK last couple of weeks ago doing a TV show, and then in Amsterdam doing a Karma Sutra show, it was called.
Oh, amazing.
Which is pretty full on, as you can imagine.
I can't imagine.
They've got live sex over there in some of the stalls.
But you have a wonderful life.
I keep getting a shock off it. off the microphone here. I do actually. Yeah, no, I really have a fun life. Yeah. And it's and a shame it's coming to an end soon.
Coming to an end being
I'm getting too old.
Wonderful expression. Who is the most famous person you've cock painted?
3 weeks ago I did a guy called
Jacob Zuma?
No, Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Really? Yeah. I use his perfume.
Live. Yeah. Oh, so do I. No.
Le Mal. Oh, my God. So tell us, how did that happen? Why did that happen?
They just got me over there to do
The mic is shocking, Precursor.
To do a TV show called The Euro Trash.
I know that show.
Yeah.
I know
that. And they did a special one for the Brexit.
Is Jean Paul presenting that Euro Trash now?
Well, he only did one show, one extra. You know, with him and the other guy.
Because the other guy, I know exactly what he looks like. Yeah, he's got like a French accent.
A very put on French accent.
Yeah, but Euro Trash is a very popular program. Yeah. I know it. Mm. You were on that, and was he happy with your painting?
I don't think so. No, he kept moving around. They only gave me like 3 minutes to paint him, and then they went off and did another segment. And I didn't have anything to bloody copy or anything. Yeah. So, and then they came back, you know, about 15-20 minutes later and said, "Have you finished yet?" And I thought, oh, fuck.
Yeah. See, but basically...
It looked like him, but it wasn't proper perfection.
But the thing is that if they don't sit for you, obviously they must let you take pictures.
Exactly, yeah, I didn't even
think.
And
he didn't. So you had to go by memory.
Yeah.
Like, no, you can't do that.
No.
Mm-hmm. Memory stick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Precursor's memory stick. It's a joke. And so how much do you charge a painting, usually?
Well, usually on my website it's like $300, but here it's only 300 rands.
Really?
Yeah, for a single
it's
one.
Cheap,
yeah.
Right?
It's very cheap here. Because I'm subsidized to be here, and I do lots and lots.
Shan't we ask him to paint us, and then pay him 300 rands? No, you don't want to be painted by him.
I said, wow.
I'll do you for nothing.
No, I'll be paid. Well, can you do it here, or do I have to come to you? Because it's difficult with the radio.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I could probably come here.
Okay, we're sorry about the shock, Mike. The mic is shocking him, silly. But if we still got time, so if you can quickly fetch your paint.
Okay.
And then paint whatever you want, we'll sit still for you, and I can
subscribe
on the radio, and we can show on the Twitter feeds what's going on. That'll be fantastic.
Do you want both of you done with the same picture?
You must decide what you want to do.
Or just you.
Well, if you... Yeah,
he looks nice and colourful.
It's quicker to do one person than two.
Like
me. Yeah.
And you can swish around here with the... Because I've got a colourful hemp, colourful shirt on, and that'll be fantastic.
Okay,
so we'll see you just now.
Okay,
fantastic. Thank you so much. Thanks, Bernard, for bringing Precursor to us.
It's a pleasure.
We saw a movie this week called The Golden Cobra of Fuckville. Or what was it called again? Golden Cobra...
King Cobra.
King Cobra. That was quite an interesting movie.
It was really good. I didn't get to that piece. James Franco complained, if you can say that, that Keegan Allen, his co-star,
yeah,
the guy with the dark hair, that he stuffed his pants.
Oh.
Because he was like kind of jealous that he was bigger in the movie than Jane Franco's. So I think I detect a bit of
who
jealousy there.
Who stuffed the pants?
Keegan, his partner in the movie.
Did he stuff his pants because his pick is pretty, it's smaller than James Franco's?
Yeah, he stuffed his pants, and apparently James Franco went to wardrobe and said, I want socks for that scene at the swimming pool. And they're like, sorry, Keegan Allen took all.
Really? We out of socks.
Yeah.
Oral socks.
Out of socks.
My goodness, that's very funny. We are our socks. Let's hear.
This is the Casper Show.
Yeah, fantastic. What's wrong, Banner?
There's some paint on the chair.
Picasso?
Yes.
So he's walking around with paint on him?
On his ass.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to this painting that's going to happen.
Another thing, we got a cleaner in now.
Mrs. Prince, Mark Squid for Orns Dye, sit black, I believe. So I'm going to be painted by Picasso. I'm so looking forward to that. We saw another thing this week. I discussed it briefly last week, but we watched the whole show, and that was the Rocky Horror Picture Show, the Fox tribute television program, and it was very good, eh? I really loved it.
Yes and no. I loved it. There wasn't bad moments. There was just moments I missed from the movie.
Just describe this lady walking past. What the fuck's going on here?
Memories.
There's a cat with a tail and gloves. She's got two ears and a very strange legging.
Like a raccoon.
Like a raccoon.
Crossbreed
pussy.
Cat.
Raccoon pussy.
Like a raccoon pussy.
Yeah. Go on with Rocky Horror. Or a pussy. Go on with Rocky.
Dit was nie vir my bad nie. Dit is net daar's goed wat ek gemis het van die original. Soos Frankenfurter was baie feminine. Dit het nie vir my soos 'n transvestite gelyk nie, was my drag queen.
Well, listen.
Ja.
Ja. Yeah.
En die karakter is 'n transvestite, nie 'n drag queen nie. Maar die kostuums was fabulous, amazing en ook Sweet Transvestite, die famous song wat almal ken en wat almal voor en hou, en dit was baie soft, as ek dit so kan stel. Dit was daai power en daai manlikheid en alles wat ek gemis.
Okay.
Maar dit was nie bad nie. Ek het geniet. Dit was nice.
Hey, this was honest. Obviously, I saw it as a tribute to the movie.
But baie nice, funny inside jokes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
The only thing I was a bit sad about and didn't like was Tim Curry trying to speak, but he had a stroke, so he actually struggled to speak.
Dit was bittersweet. Dit was my nice dat hulle hom ingekry het om hom half te eer vir sy rol wat hy gehad het.
Yes.
Maar dit was nie nice om te sien nie. Dit was sad.
If I would have been the producers, I would have called him in just to do that last thing on the surface of planet's face, some insects called the human race, just that.
Yeah,
because he couldn't do, it's just a jump to the left in time.
Yeah.
He was struggling. It's just a jump to the left. It was a bit strange.
Yeah.
Shame, poor thing. Okay, well, for our entertainment, Picasso is going to paint. So while he sets up, I've got Adam Lambert here, and he's going to sing, you know what, for our entertainment. Oh, Adam.
Oh, Adam, sing for us.
Thank you, Adam. Picasso is here. He has just stripped himself. He's rubbing his cock. You don't have to go stiff for me, eh? But if you want to. Sorry? You don't have to get, I mean, you can paint flaccidly as well, whatever you want.
No, I'm just putting Vaseline on to protect my skin from the paint.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. So he's totally naked now, except for a big pink, like Alice in Wonderland hat. Jesus, and now he's painting with his knob.
He's just grabbed his balls and he's just put them in orange paint.
Yes.
And he's rubbed it on the board that he's got.
I must pose now because he mustn't make me look like a prick.
Now he's taking the wet board and putting it on behind his bum.
Can't we just film this? Because my God, look at that.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that
he's just put a red paint on to the top of his member.
Yes.
And he's proper painting on the board with his member.
He's painting
me. I must say the member looks weird with the red paint. It looks blood.
It looks sickly, eh?
Yeah, it looks
and
like
the
blood.
Poor thing, he's got to paint me. I must look thinner.
Yeah, and he's proper painting Casper.
Painting Casper. People are not quite used to what they're seeing.
A
guy with acrylic on his cock.
Yeah.
So rubbing his knob on a canvas.
And painting one of the biggest comedians South Africa has ever seen.
Especially weight-wise. Oh my goodness, he did my... And look how nicely he did my glasses.
Oh wow, I can't see yet because the board is...
Well, he also warmed up the can with his bum. I can't speak anymore.
He
warmed up
the lube.
So he lubed his... bum.
And
then he was rubbing it all over the canvas. Now he has got basically Mr. Junior at Oppie neck. Look at the nice eyes. Hey, I recognize myself.
I can't even see.
I can't see it. Oh my god. There's my nose. It looks
bothers me that I can't see a thing.
No,
and he's like he's proper naked.
Look at that. He's making me with a skull. Oh my
just keep smiling, Casper.
I will. Oh, that's better. Yeah. Okay, I thought it's... but it's very good. Fantastic what he's doing.
And
I must try and paint with my cock.
Let's describe what he's got on. What is that sort of material, Casper, that he's got on?
On his cock?
No, on his body. He's half naked, but, I mean, he's got shoes and a hat.
I'm not looking at that, Gavin.
Okay, do you want to go to the member?
He's got the member by the neck. He's got a pout.
He's a Wildmarie member.
Oh, God.
Hey, ruck him, pluck him.
Well, he's doing the white now.
Casper, that looks like you. Oh, my
God.
I can't believe it.
Amazing.
No.
It's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. The 300 rand, what did he say?
Yeah, he said for free.
I can't believe I just caught a glimpse of like the actual thing. People are walking by, onlookers are walking
amazing?
By, even they are shocked.
Look, he's got my eyes right there.
And your tongue, the tongue, the Casper tongue.
But he's got this whole special table for his member, because his member is his brush.
What do you mean?
So he's turning the paint around and then dipping his member in it.
Oh my goodness.
You see? Oh my goodness.
He just took a brush and he's brushing his member.
He's brushing the cock now.
With the water. What is the name of water?
I don't know, but it is obviously effective.
And it geskeer.
Yeah, no, but you have to. You can't stay with a fucking
babushka.
No.
My goodness.
It's completely white knob now. A white head. And it looks just like... I'm going to hang this.
Yeah, waar gaan jy dit sit?
We've got a lot of people now watching. His name is Picasso, and he's painting me.
I'm like...
It's amazeballs.
It is absolutely... I'm shocked. I can't even... I don't have any words.
It looks fantastic. So that...
So thy member is now... pop, ne?
Yeah, I told him he doesn't have to go erect for me.
Would it be sore if it's erect?
Would it be sore if you're erect? Can you hear
Picasso?
Isn't it sore when you're erect? Yeah, it's gone. It's fine. Here comes the mic. Sorry, just tell me.
Okay.
Is it a nice sensation?
Can you what?
Is it a nice sensation to paint like this? Is it a nice sensation on your cock?
You want to try it?
No! I just wanted to know if it's a nice sensation or does it hurt you?
No, it doesn't. I've got used to it. It's pretty good. Yeah, I can keep on pulling it, you know, and you get the same sort of sensation, but you have to keep on sort of like controlling yourself. Yeah.
Tell me, wasn't there a group from Australia who also they did a show where they did tricks with their cocks, and I think it was also Australian.
You mean a puppetry of the penis?
Yes! Yeah. But what's wrong with the Australians?
Yeah, they're Australians too, yeah. I don't know. I think we just have too much time on our hands, you know.
On your hands, in your hands. Okay, sorry.
Continue.
Because it looks fantastic. I'm so impressed.
Wow.
Wow, and I'm talking as well. The painting of me is I'm talking.
So for the very first time, I've seen him in action like for probably like 4 or 5 years.
Really?
And this is the first time I'm having an incredible urge for him to do me.
But I
need to make an appointment.
It's 300 grand. Don't do it here after the show. We wait here. And then we do it and we'll tweet it. Okay?
But
shall we do that, Gavin?
Yes. When I come back later.
Oh, you're going to go?
Yeah.
Well, we have assembled
a lot
of people.
There are probably like, I don't know, like 30, 40
people watching them.
40 people around.
Yeah, I would too. I would also stop if I saw someone, you know, brushing around with
the
knob.
The thing is, there are lots of elements here. The fact that he's using the member to do anything
and
the fact that he's so like spot on with your face.
Yes. And the sheer shock of someone.
And he doesn't know you, hey?
Not biblically, no.
Yeah.
No, I've never met him. The sheer shock of someone just undressing
the sheer shock.
Just
it's like Massachusetts.
It's like Massachusetts. It's just that you have
having
to
two shits.
Accept it immediately. It's
exactly.
Like without lube.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just happening.
This is another level. I can't.
I don't think I will ever be the same after today.
Yeah, I've seen him, but this is very close to home. This is very close to home. So now he's put on black.
It's for my beard.
Oh, for your beard.
He's putting the beard on. Can't believe that this was all done by a cock.
We need to frame that. We need to frame that, and we need to. Like, you need to decide where you're going to put that.
So, people, we'll put this on the Casper Radio Show Facebook page. We'll tweet this as well as he's going on, because you obviously don't know what the fuck is happening, but he's really doing it well. I think he's a bit deaf, because I did try to talk to him a bit, but he doesn't understand me. I think that is because of the paint that goes through the penis.
Yeah.
It enters the body and then obviously affects the ears.
He's much better with his member than he is with his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but this is, I mean, no one can do this.
Exactly.
This is so unique.
Yeah.
I would recommend you come to Sexpo Henry. I understand you want free tickets. I understand what you want now. I thought you want merchandise.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can organize a ticket. I don't know who I have to fuck. But I can tell you that it's the visit is the money is worth the visit just for Picasso.
Yeah.
He's got his stall. Ask him again, where's his stall? Shout, he's deaf. Shout, Lion.
Bach, bah.
But ask him, where's his stall?
Where's your stall? Where's the stall?
What is this?
He says it's in the middle somewhere.
Okay.
But he's just put in yellow on his... He's
put yellow on his submarine.
So he's a white gentleman.
I made a joke. He's put yellow on his submarine. Laugh. Thank you.
How's that laugh for On Demand?
It's fantastic.
That was a very...
Where has Betty gone to? Betty, are you
Betty's
watching?
Gone live and Betty's taking pictures.
Oh, okay. What's your live thoughts of this, Betty? Have you seen this before in your life?
Actually, yes. Well, the first time was yesterday.
Now he's rubbing it. He's rubbing it.
Oh my God, what's he doing now?
I know. Want ek het nog gesê sy member is swart, maar dit is nou weer normaal. Put water on it. They put white on. So do you know what he does? He uses his own body to mix the paint.
He does, but he uses everything.
He's
using his legs. He's using his arsehole. He's using his balls and his cock.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God, there goes the arsehole again.
Yeah,
he's
rubbed
got
it.
Pink and white on the arse.
He's rubbing paint on his arse.
Which is now
and
it's cheeky. Oh, it's cheeky. Oh, fantastic. What did he find now? What?
Is nou,
what is the meaning of that?
Daar lyk nou soos twee holletjies op
jou gesig. Twee holle op my gesig. It looks
how
like candy floss.
Ek hoop reg maak.
What's that spook awesome in English?
Candy floss. It looks
like. Now he's painting. Ooh, oh my god!
Goodness.
He's putting a paintbrush in his cock.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, in the cock eye.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
The stick of a paintbrush is right inside
his... I've got pains now.
I can't see.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, and he's painting his name with that.
It's in
the eye of the monster, people.
And he's just holding it and he's smiling. He's smiling.
Oh my god.
And he just took it out. I can't. I'm traumatized for days.
Someone has just put a brush in his cock.
I can't believe this show. Let's just put things into perspective. This show is on another level. Wow.
It's absolutely fantastic. Oh,
my goodness.
Thank you so much.
That's
and I'm
beautiful.
Actually going to pay you. And then you're going to do it as well, eh?
Yeah.
So it's 300 rand, which I'm going to give him, because I've never seen this in my life before. And I'm posing for a picture, Gavin.
Yeah. So they are busy posing for a picture. I think you'll see on our Facebook page that picture is a bit of a... It's a mixture between... Like, dit lyk soos Tannie Calamari. Wat is hy karakter van jou?
No, it's me. He's Oom Calamari. Yeah. No, but it's really me. It's fantastic.
No, it is you. It is proper you.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. I pay this with the greatest
Casper's
of love.
Paying
Thank
him,
you so
I'm
much.
I'm going to come back later. I'll come back later.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Thank you,
oh,
sir.
Oh, my goodness.
It is fantastic. I'm going to frame this.
I'm shocked.
I'm very shocked. It looks like me, no doubt about it. Even the overweight, unfortunately, he's got down to a P.
He's got down to a P, yeah. Hy het vir jou baartjies opgesit. Hy het daarsige.
Yeah, I would say it's like pubic chin hair.
Pubic chin hair, yeah. Oh, you know, dis kroeshare op hy baard.
So people, this has been an absolutely fantastic Sexpo episode. We're gonna sleep.
Is it finished now?
Yeah, we're
not
gonna sleep.
No.
Betty, thank you for being strong. Just put on.
Dick face.
Did he say that?
Me, I said it.
How dare you call Casper a face like that?
Well, then I will just misspell Betty and then we call it Puskus.
And as you can see, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of love in the studio today.
This is Adam Lambert again, and he's playing us off. Thank you, Betty, for being here.
Woo-hoo! Thank you. Come watch my show, please, people.
What time?
2:30, 4 o'clock, and 6 o'clock.
At what tent? Or what?
At the Phantasm LGBTR Lounge.
Okay, I'll come and watch you. I'll come back.
And you come back and get Picasso, okay?
Yes, I will.
People, enjoy the rest of the day.
Woo-hoo!
Bye.
CliffCentral.com.